The Skillful Art of Manipulation audiobook, is honored to present a powerful new insight from our newly released story, Secrets at El Chapo's Mother's Doorstep, a suspenseful encounter, now streaming on your favorite podcasting platform. Let's dive in together. Becoming the Weapon, Identity Infiltration, and the Fight for the Self. I used to believe that who we are, our sense of self, was something sacred, untouchable, maybe a little bruised by time and trauma, sure, but ours. Ours to shape, to evolve, to protect. But what happens when someone else gets there first? What happens when the very essence of you, your name, your face, your truth, is weaponized? This isn't just Lucia Marquez's story. This is our world's creeping nightmare. Because Secrets at El Chapo's Mother's Doorstep doesn't just tell a suspenseful tale of cartel manipulation, CIA conspiracy, or a woman chasing a long-lost brother. No, it exposes something far deeper, far more personal, the theft of self. Lucia thought her trauma was something she buried. A fire, a betrayal, a brother she lost. But the real story was what they buried. The ones who watched her from the shadows, who groomed her grief, who planted seeds of doubt and rewrote her existence pixel by pixel, dossier by dossier. A government shadow system, Cassandra, designed not just to control people, but to replace them. And here's where it gets terrifying. Lucia didn't know. Not for years. Until one day, her past knocked on her door in the form of a photograph, her dead brother alive, standing with El Chapo's mother, and her entire reality began to fray. This insight isn't just about Lucia. It's about all of us living in a world where deepfakes, synthetic voices, and digital clones are no longer science fiction. You've probably already been mimicked. Your likeness scraped. Your voice mapped. Your online behavior converted into data. And if someone powerful enough wanted to tell a new story, with you as the villain, the scapegoat, the pawn, they could. And you wouldn't even know. Lucia's descent is terrifying because it starts with something so human. Grief. All they had to do was dangle her brother in front of her. That's all it took. Not a weapon. Not a threat. Just the hope that someone she loved hadn't been lost. Hope is the easiest way to manipulate someone. Because we'll do anything to believe it. We'll walk into traps, lie to ourselves, and even fight for the people who are using us, if we think it might bring closure, redemption, or just a glimpse of love. And when Lucia finally discovers the truth, that she's been watched, studied, fabricated, something shifts in her. She doesn't fall apart. She recalibrates. And that's where the real awe begins. Because this isn't just a thriller. This is a transformation. Lucia becomes the very thing they tried to make without her permission. She becomes the weapon. But she owns it now. She turns the game on them. And she reclaims her narrative. That is liberation. Let's pause here. Reflect. Because what Secrets at El Chapo's Mother's Doorstep shows us is that the greatest form of resistance isn't violence. It's knowing who you are when the world is trying to convince you otherwise. Here are three reflection questions for you, the listener. In a world increasingly shaped by technology, can we trust what we see, even when it's our own reflection? What parts of your identity are truly yours and which were inherited, influenced, or imposed? If someone tried to rewrite your life, digitally or emotionally, would you recognize it in time? Because here's the deepest truth this story reveals. They can steal your face. They can mimic your voice. But they can't replicate your soul. Unless you let them. Lucia survived because she remembered who she was before the noise. And when the noise got louder, when the system tried to erase her, she became louder still. She burned it all down and walked out whole. This audiobook insight isn't just an analysis. It's a warning. It's a spark. It's an invitation to remember who the hell you are before someone else decides for you. So take this with you, wherever you are, into the algorithm, into the surveillance, into the silence between digital pulses. Hold on to your story, because someone somewhere might already be rewriting it. Don't let them finish.